I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Catholic Legal Immigration Network released a statement saying there is growing evidence that, quote, calls into question the validity of TPS decisions and that more investigation is necessary. Clinic statement points out what they say are shortcomings and how the decisions to revoke temporary protected status have been made, and also provides links to reports on the various countries' conditions that show why TPS should be continued. Clinic claims that as TPSs have been ended, the Trump administration has routinely set extension requests from affected countries aside, has not followed the requirement to immediately release relevant information, and have ignored experts on the conditions of the countries and the warnings they gave over ending TPS. As the U.S. officially opened its embassy in Jerusalem today, Israeli soldiers shot and killed at least 52 Palestinians during large protests taking place along the border of Gaza. Another 1,200 were shot and wounded, 116 of which were in serious or critical condition. Protesters set tires on fire and threw firebombs and stones at Israeli troops. A video message from President Trump was played at the embassy's opening, in which he stated it was a, quote, great day for Israel, and that he is still committed to, quote, facilitating a lasting peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. The inauguration of the embassy took place 45 miles from the protests. A new volcanic fissure on Hawaii's Big Island has caused officials to issue more calls for evacuations. As residents wait for a possible major eruption at the summit of Kilauea, almost 40 homes and businesses have been lost to the volcano's lava. The U.S. Geological Survey has reported close to 20 active fissures. Most of the lava outbreaks have been in and around Leilani Estates. In that area alone, 24 homes were destroyed and around 2,000 people were evacuated. Pope Francis's Lamborghini has been auctioned off for almost $1 million. The custom-built 2018 luxury car was painted white with gold stripes to match the white and yellow of the Vatican City flag and had been donated to the Pope in November. Before putting the car up for auction, the Pope signed the hood of the vehicle. The car had been estimated at a price of $300,000 to $450,000 and ended up selling for $970,000. Another Lamborghini, a 1999 Diablo GT with only 617 miles, was also auctioned off for $977,000. Most of the proceeds from the auctions will go to the Iraqi city of Nineveh, which had been occupied and raided by the Islamic State in the mid-2010s. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.